All right, this is Vince Cestone from the Around the Foghorn podcast, and today I got a very special guest, somebody I always listened to, especially growing up when he first came on the scene in 2010 with the Giants, Marty Lurie, the Giants' weekend, pre- and post-game host and all-around baseball guru. Marty, how are you doing today?
Beautiful. Nice day for baseball.
Indeed it is. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Giants and how they're doing so far. So just got some news that just broke. Joe Panic on the disabled list with the hand injury. How do you think the Giants are going to manage with Panic out?
Well, this has been a continuation of really the story of 2018. Coming out of spring training, Cueto was okay. Then he turned an ankle. Bumgarner, of course, got hurt in spring training. Samardzija got hurt in spring training. Melanson was hurt in spring training. So this is just another extension of all the injuries they've had. Panic, second baseman, I think his biggest asset is just turning double plays with Crawford. And for a pitching staff that needs every out they can get, I think it's a loss for them. Tomlinson can play second base. Allen Hansen, who's brought up from Sacramento, can play second base. But Panic really is a good defender, and also he's hitting at the top of the order. So you need guys at the top of the order to get on for Posey and Belt and Longoria. So I think the Panic injury affects two ways. One, I think they are weakened defensively in turning double plays. And two, he helped at the top of the order. Now, with a sprained thumb, it's a bad injury for a hitter in baseball because you need your thumb to hold the bat. So we'll see how it turns out.
All right. Overall impression of the team so far? They're in their tough part of the schedule early, playing the Dodgers 10 times in the first month. And, hey, they're one game below 500, holding on to their own. How do you think they're doing so far in terms of record-wise?
Yeah, I think they're doing great. You know, when I looked at the April schedule of 31 games, I said, boy, if they could go 15-16, 14-17, just get out of April, they'll be doing great. Then all of a sudden you have three starting pitchers out, you have your closer out, now you lose an infielder here, you have Pence who's out, and wasn't doing much. The guys they picked up over the winter, Jackson and McCutchen, are hitting 200 together. And then you have Longoria, who's starting to hit the ball pretty well now. So with all that in mind, and 10 games against the Dodgers, they've won four of the seven games against the Dodgers right now, I think they've done great. I really do. I think just getting out of April close to 500, which should happen for the Giants, I think they've had a great month. They've shown a lot of their depth to see what they can do there. So I think it's a good month. Now they go on the road to Philly and Atlanta and Pittsburgh and smaller ballparks, and maybe the hitting will pick up a little bit more.
Now the team had 98 losses last year. We all know it was a bad season for the Giants. What are you seeing differently this year from this team so far?
Well, I think the pitching is better. You know, it's been more, believe it or not, without Bumgarner and Samardzija, they actually pitch pretty well with Block and Holland filling in right there. So I think that helped a lot. I think the infield defense is pretty good. I think Belt is having a good season. They're not hitting with runners in scoring position, but they're winning close games. The bullpen has really been good. Bochy's done a nice job of working Watson in. Strickland is turning into a closer, so they're getting the close games done. The outfield defense is a little bit better. And look, Washington is not better. San Diego took 3 of 4, but the Giants should hold their own with them. They took 2 or 3 from the Angels, a team that, you know, is scoring some runs, but they hit a drought when the Giants got there. And then the Dodgers are struggling. So with all the problems of the Giants, they've gotten some teams at the right time. And now it's a question of getting players back and get the rotation healthy and get the bullpen positions strengthened, so everyone knows where they belong, because they're still having trouble. Will Smith will be back next week. So once that happens, I think the bullpen will be good. So overall, I think they're a better bullpen. They're catching the ball better, and they're hitting home runs. I mean, they're on a pace to hit over 100 home runs at home, you know, which is unbelievable. And I think the big thing for them is they're hitting home runs, because if you look at how they score runs now, they're scoring it with the home run. They did not do that last year. So still not hitting when they need to hit, but they're hitting home runs when they need to, and I think that's been a big deal.
Speaking of the home runs and the offense, Mack Williamson has come on and really, really gave the Giants power. I mean, we had some John Carlos Stanton-type home runs, and I like to say now he looks like Justin Turner with more power at the plate. What do you think is going to happen when Pence comes back?
Well, as I like to say in baseball, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Look at today, all the injuries all of a sudden pop up today. Panic. Who knew there's anything wrong with him? So I think you'll see Williamson has got to play. He's a young Jay Buhner. Take a look at Jay Buhner, what he looked like and his swing, and then look at Williamson. They're almost identical. So he's got some serious power. He's got to play. He can play left or right. McCutchen can go into center. If you brought Pence back next week, but I think Pence has got to show something in Sacramento before they bring him back. You could always put McCutchen in center field because he's going to Philly, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta, places he's played center field before. You can do that. So I think Williamson's in the lineup to stay as soon as he's healthy. McCutchen's in the lineup to stay. And then the other position, we'll see what happens with Jackson and Blanco. Slater is here, and who knows when Pence will come back. So we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
What's been your biggest surprise with the team this year?
Well, I think Gorky's, in a way, and the fact that they're hitting home runs. Gorky's has had a lot of big hits. He's shown speed. He's a smart ball player, laying down some big bunts. I think the Giants have been opportunistic this year in getting hits through bunting and things like that. But I think the biggest surprise is the power, that Belt is showing serious power. He needs one more home run this month to tie his all-time record for homers in a month. And he looks healthy. His on base, his OPS, his hitting. He can carry you. You take Williamson and Belt together with Longoria, they can carry a team. So I think the biggest surprise is the fact that we have some people who I think can carry the team. And we're not talking Posey yet or Crawford yet or the left fielder yet, Pence. So I think it's been a big surprise. And Jackson's done nothing. So the big surprise is that the acquisitions have done nothing. But Belt, Longoria, and Williamson have hit the long ball, and that's really helped the Giants.
All right, Marty, thank you so much. So we know that we could listen to you pre- and post-game on the weekends, but I know you have a website as well where you channel the history of the game as well. Can you? If someone wants to go find it, where can they online?
Yeah, absolutely. American Innings, just as it sounds, AmericanInnings.org, O-R-G. And we look at U.S. history through the eyes of baseball. And it's something that people can donate to and can contribute to. We've made 11 vignettes of audiovisual situations of stories of baseball with interviews I've done. And I think it's terrific. People love it. It's all for free. And once we put it all together and get about 40 or 50 of these vignettes, we're going to have high schools use them for their history curriculum. And in the world we have today, the attention span of people, not great. So these are 3 to 4 minute vignettes of U.S. history through the eyes of baseball. I'm really proud of it. So donate, please, AmericanInnings.org.
All right, we'll check it out. Thank you so much, Marty.
All right, Vince, take care.